Looking at the St. Francis Mountains here, you can see the wide scar left by a reservoir breach. On December 14, 2005, water came crashing down the mountain and stripped off trees and soil down to the bedrock. These exposed rocks reveal a story of Missouri's unique geologic history. At the peak of Prophet Mountain, the oldest rock, called rhyolite, resulted from a fierce volcanic eruption that occurred 1.4 billion years ago. It contains small, invisible crystals, a sign that the lava cooled instantly before large crystals could grow. A little way down the scour slope is granite that is about 1.2 billion years old. A sample is visible in the mini knob to your left. Its larger crystals and smoother surface formed after the eruption stopped and the underground melted rock, called magma, cooled very slowly. Different as they seem to be, the rhyolite and granite actually developed from the same magma. In the conglomerate rock further down the mountainside and visible next to the mini knob, younger sandstone cements boulders of older rhyolite and granite together. This rock formed about 520 million years ago. The relationship between the older and younger rocks provides clues to what happened in the 700 million years after the granite formed. The conglomerate lies on top of the granite, showing that it formed later, and the spaces between its boulders are filled with sandstone and dolomite deposited by the sea. Outcrops of tan dolomite, seen along the edges of the scour, contain fossils of algae, evidence that there was once a warm, shallow sea here. Surprisingly, the conglomerate was once a beach, and the St. Francis Mountains were islands surrounded by warm seas with reefs made of layered algae.